This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The world is nearing 5 million confirmed COVID-19 cases. The latest numbers from the U.S.'s Johns Hopkins University show 4.9 million have the new coronavirus, while just over 324,000 people have died from it around the world since it surfaced in China late last year. The United States has recorded the most deaths at more than 92,000. It is followed by Britain, Italy, France, and Spain. Spain's health ministry said the death toll climbed by 95 people Wednesday to nearly 28,000 deaths. The country reported more than 500 new cases. A mandatory mask order goes into effect Thursday in Spain for those over the age of 6. The order applies to kids and adults who are in a public place where it is not possible to stay 2 meters away from others. Meanwhile, Japan plans to lift the state of emergency in the western areas of Osaka, Kyoto, and Hyogo. Public broadcaster NHK reported Wednesday the government will keep curbs in the Tokyo area and the northern island of Hokkaido. Global solidarity with Africa. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says that is an essential part of ending the coronavirus pandemic. Guterres saying Wednesday international action is needed to help strengthen its health care systems and food supply and to avoid a financial crisis. He commends African countries and the African Union for acting quickly to enforce quarantines and border closures and to rely on regional cooperation to try to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Egypt has announced worshippers must stay home for the Eid al-Fitr holiday. That marks the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. The government also says masks must be worn in public starting May 30th. This is VOA News. Officials in the Chinese province of Jilin are trying to contain a new cluster of COVID-19 cases, including 4 new infections reported Wednesday. Another country trying to contain an uptick in cases, Venezuela. The South American country is seeing more cases along its border with Brazil and Colombia. Authorities said there were 131 new cases over the course of 24 hours and linked the increase to migrants returning home. The strongest cyclone in decades slammed into Bangladesh and eastern India Wednesday, sending water surging inland and leaving a trail of destruction as the death toll rose to at least 9. High winds and torrid rains pounded coastal villages and cities, bringing down power lines, uprooting trees, and inundating homes. Authorities had scrambled to evacuate more than 3 million people from low-lying areas, but the task was complicated by the need to prevent the spread of coronavirus. U.S. President Donald Trump says he's considering gathering world leaders next month as originally planned.